Welcome back to Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected, where the strangest things don't always happen in strange places.
Sometimes they begin right at your doorstep, and sometimes they move when you move. Tonight's story is about a woman who tried to leave her past behind, only to find her past had packed itself up and followed her. This is The House That Followed Her. Lena Cooper had lived in the same old rental house for almost 5 years. It wasn't charming, or cozy, or particularly safe. The roof leaked every spring. The floorboards groaned under every step.
The peep rattled like a dying animal.
But the rent was cheap, so she stayed. She always felt watched in that house, not in a supernatural way, more like the house itself paid attention. Shadows seemed to gather in the corners a little too long. Doors drifted open on windless days.
The attic creaked in the middle of the night.
Still, she managed. She worked, she slept, she ignored the small strangenesses. Until one morning, when she found muddy footprints leading from her bedroom door to the foot of her bed. She lived alone. That was the day she decided to move. Her new apartment was a bright, modern place in the city. Big windows, white walls, loud neighbors, and too much sunlight to leave room for shadows. She told herself it was a fresh start. For the first week, everything was normal. Then the knocking started.
Soft tapping on the walls at night. Gentle rattling in the vent.
A low creaking that reminded her of the old house settling beneath her feet. She told herself it was the building adjusting, her neighbors moving around, her imagination filling in the rest.
Until the fourth night.
That night, she woke at 2:11 a.m. to the sound of footsteps, slow, deliberate, crossing her living room floor. Lena held her breath. The steps paused. Then continued, down the hall, toward her bedroom.
She dialed the police with shaking fingers.
When they arrived, nothing had been disturbed. The windows were locked. No signs of entry. The officer asked gently, "Are you sure it wasn't a dream?" Lena didn't answer. She knew what she'd heard. A few days later, she noticed something strange. The corner of the living room, right beside her bookshelf, had begun to darken. Not a shadow. Not a stain.
Something else.
A patch of dimness that didn't fade with sunlight or lamps. It reminded her of the old house. The same strange dense shadow that gathered in the corner by the attic door. She bought brighter lamps. She kept the lights burning late. But the patch grew, slowly, inch by inch.
One night, she swore she saw something inside it.
A shape.
A suggestion of a person standing just beyond the dark.
And then came the smell. Damp earth. Old wood. The smell of her old house on rainy nights. She packed a bag and left, staying with a friend for 2 nights. When she returned to get more clothes, the smell hit her before she opened the door. And the shadow in the corner was bigger, stretching nearly to the ceiling now. She turned to leave. That's when the floor creaked behind her.
The same slow, heavy sound she used to ir upstairs.
Something was in the hallway. Something that had followed her. Lena ran out and didn't go back. She moved again, this time across the state, into a third-floor walk-up in a building older than she preferred but far from her old life. She tried to relax. She tried to breathe. Days passed without incident.
She started sleeping again.
Until one afternoon, while unpacking boxes, she walked into the living room and froze. There, on the far wall, was a dark patch.
Fin.
Just a few inches. Growing. She backed away slowly, hands trembling. A floorboard creaked softly. Not beneath her feet, but across the room.
Something stepped forward out of that spreading darkness, just a suggestion of a figure, tall and thin, shaped like a shadow wearing the outline of her old house. And in its whispering, shifting form, Lena heard the groan of her old floorboards, the rattle of her old pipes, the settling sigh of her old roof.
It had come back for her. Because some homes don't like being left behind.
Some homes don't belong to you.
You belong to them. That was tonight's story on Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected.
Some houses shelter you. Others follow you.
And some, you never truly escape.